It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Just drinking my coffee, having a good day.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hi, this is James Mercer from The Shins.
This is Shirley Manson.
This is Lotte Holst, co-founder of The Cure.
This is Huey Lewis giving you the story behind the song.
The story behind the song is back with an exciting second season. We peel back the layers on music's most iconic hits with legendary artists like The Killers, Heart, The B-52s, Violent Femmes, Jewel, Huey Lewis, Modern English, and more. To keep the music flowing, we'll be sprinkling in classic episodes from our archives between each new one. So check out The Story Behind the Song wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, and welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thank you, as always, for making your way here, checking out the episode. Please do hit that subscribe button so you can keep up with the entire series. I put out 3 new interviews every single week. That's a new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, which makes it a great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover those new ones all the usual places, including Spotify and Apple Podcasts, at NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcasts from, you can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. If you're over at Apple Podcasts, though, and you subscribe over there, make sure to leave a review and then take a screenshot of that review, drop it into the link in the show notes there, and fill out your information, and you could win some cool prizes from Consequence. Really, it's all about leaving those reviews. That's the best way to help a series like this grow. So if you like what you hear, if you like getting these interviews every week, please do leave a review. Apple Podcasts, but really anywhere that you're listening from goes a long way. And there's lots of reasons to subscribe. If you're not already, just consider the guests we've had on recently, including the cast of the show Culprits on Hulu. We talked with Nathan Stewart Jarrett and Neven Algar. Had Vince Clark on from Erasure. We had Julia Michaels and Ben Rice. They did the soundtrack to the new Disney movie Wish. Omar J. Dorsey of the Max show Bookies dropped by. We also talked with Stacey Kent, Roseanne Cash, Kate Siegel, who talked to us about The Fall of the House of Usher, Shelley Hennig, who's in Obliterated on Netflix. We had Dolly Parton here, Neil deGrasse Tyson, R.E.M., the cast of Goosebumps, the band Chicago. Just an example of what you get when you subscribe to the Kyle Meredith With podcast. And that's me, Kyle Meredith. And today, my guest is Nooshin Noor. She is part of the new movie, The Persian Version, a film loosely based on Miriam Kishvar's life, and tells the story of a young, gay, Iranian-American woman who's often at odds with her family, particularly her mother, played by Anusha, and especially after getting pregnant from a one-night stand with an actor from Hedwig and the Angry Inch. Hilarity ensues. But it's so much more than just a comedy. I mean, it's a comedy drama. There's a lot of fourth wall going on. Reminds me a little bit of a Fleabag in that way. It's kind of one of the obvious touch points in a show like that. So Nooshin and I are going to discuss how the film focuses on an immigrant family in ways that we don't usually get to see on screen, and the combative nature, relationship rather, between the mother and daughter. She'll also tell us how music plays such a big part of the movie, from 80s pop to 2000s indie rock. Rostam, actually, as a music supervisor on here. How she was an NSYNC fan back in the day, and she'll let us know that she recorded her own Persian version of a Damien Rice song as well. All that and more as we talk about the film The Persian Version. It's Kyle Meredith with Nooshin Noor.
Hello, Kyle. How you doing?
It's such a pleasure to meet you, especially having just watched this fantastic film that I think I can say I had the luxury of not knowing much about it going into it, having that blank slate, and just being knocked out. What an incredible film that you're a part of. I'm sure that's the easy thing to say at this point, but congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much, first of all, for having me too. I know I actually have gotten a lot of messages with people being surprised by what they see. And I think part of that is probably the way that the trailer, which I love, but there's definitely other elements, which I'm sure you weren't expecting, that comes in, and it just adds a lot more depth and emotionality to the story. So I think people are in for a treat when they watch it.
Yeah, and it's one of those things when I, because I've already talked to a few friends, like, hey, when this lands and everything, like, you've got to, and then I try to explain a little bit what it's about, you know, it's like, there's a bit of fourth walling, there's a mother-daughter generational thing, you know, there's, of course, the trailer shows with the daughter is gay, but gets pregnant, and there's, but there's, as you say, there's so much more depth that comes along with this movie than just that. I'm sure this is the easy place to start. What drew you to this script? Because it's originally, right, it's a Miriam Keshavarz story?
Yes, this is based on her real life. So I play her mother, and Leila Mohammadi, who's phenomenal, plays Miriam, essentially. When I first read this script, I was blown away. And I just remember thinking, I cannot wait for this movie to be made. I mean, what an honor that I got a chance to play it. But I just remember thinking, this has to be made, because as an Iranian American actress, too, we don't get a lot of stories like this on the big screen to center around the Iranian American experience and shine such a good light. I mean, we're all flawed, all the characters, but there's just so much heart and nuance in the story. So I was really, really excited for that first and foremost. So when I got the part, I mean, it was just, I was so excited just really to kind of delve into this opportunity to play such a nuanced, complex character. And the way Miriam Keshavarz portrayed her, it showed her strength, her drive. But it just, as I said, it shines a light on, you know, often untold narratives of an immigrant woman, and especially, you know, Iranian. So it was an honor to show that and highlight that.
One thing I liked about it, and at least how I took it, is in comparison to how some of these stories might have been told in the past, if this existed in the past, because I feel like the spotlight would have been so much on just the culture clash that might happen. And it's almost like this movie said, okay, we've said that, you know, this part of the story, now we're going to make it personal. Is that how you saw it?
That's exactly how I saw it. And that's the reason why I was so drawn to it and think that it's important. I think that, like you said, in the beginning, it pays attention to the politics of it a bit, but it dives so much deeper. And that's what we don't really get to see. And so really, in the end, is just a mother and daughter story. And I can't tell you how many people have approached me after the screenings, various screenings, and have said to me that they, from all walks of life, all nationalities, and just said, this is my mother's story. This is my daughter's story. This is exactly what we went through. And for an artist, it's just, there's nothing more beautiful to be able to just see audiences connect to your story and empathize with your characters. It's just beautiful.
And we'll be right back right after this. Shout out to Astapro for sponsoring this episode and providing us with free samples. I live in Kentucky, in the Midwest, and allergies, yeah, I suffer. When I say I suffer from allergies, I suffer from allergies. And around here, everyone I know deals with allergies to some degree. And for a long time, I thought it was just something that I would have to live with, which is a real problem for anything, but especially when you're a radio host. It affects my voice, it affects my mood, it affects everything. And I feel like I've tried all the medicines. Some of them work better than others, but there's never a perfect one out there, especially because some of them take forever to actually work and some of them don't work at all. And then there's Astapro, the fastest solution to nasal allergy symptoms. It's what I use now, and it's definitely changed my life. Astapro is the first of its kind nasal allergy spray. It's the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter allergy spray. It starts working in 30 minutes, while other allergy sprays take hours. Astapro is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray. Astapro delivers full prescription-strength indoor and outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny and itchy nose, and sneezing. With all the pollen in the air, with all the dust around the corners of the house, even with the allergies I have from my dog, Astapro has been the nasal spray that has helped me with all of my allergies. And it can help you too. Get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with Astepro. Go to astaproallergy.com for a discount so you can Astepro and go today. A-S-T-E-P-R-O allergy.com. That's A-S-T-E-P-R-O allergy.com. Astepro and go. Use as directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Noosha Noor. And you in this role, in this character, because you're carrying so much, as we learn throughout the movie. But of course, right at the beginning, again, as we see a lot of it mostly from the daughter's perspective at the beginning, you know, what you see is this mother has this great work ethic and strong-willed and strong-minded. Do they see each other in each other? Do you find?
I think subconsciously, yes, but consciously, no, until the very end, which I won't give away. And that's when Shireen, my character, is confronted with everything that she's been burying inside. And I think it's that moment at the end where she kind of realizes what's happened. But it's an interesting thing to play where, you know, I have to, as the actor, understand why she's behaving this way and why there's this hardship and this you know, complex relationship with her daughter, but not really at the same time be aware of it, because in real life she wasn't aware of it, like I said, until the end. I remember in the beginning too, there's few scenes and Mariam Keshav as the director was like, you know, no, be a little bit meaner, be a little bit this. And I'm like, oh, I don't know. This is really hard. I don't want her to be not likable. But I'm glad because, you know, you see her whole arc, and I hadn't seen the flashback sequence. I hadn't seen that. I just, you know, I was in Mardin, the city that we were shooting those scenes in, shooting the actual dance number in the beginning of the film. But I wasn't really on set to see Kemant, who is phenomenal. And by the way, this was her first film and first time acting in anything. And I, the first time I saw it was at Sundance, the first time I saw the whole movie. So when I saw, you know, I'd read it, of course, but it's a whole other experience to see it. And when I saw, you know, my story essentially, and the way it was edited too, that kind of just brings it full circle. I was so moved and I cried so much in that flashback sequence. So I think Mariam, you know, did a great job to, you know, highlight all of that and in her mother. Yeah.
Yeah. Because at some point, like, there is a birth scene. And again, I'm not going to say too much about it. There is a birth scene. And and it's hard to watch.
Yes.
But you find out later, like, it's really important that this birth scene is in there. You know, that's...
Exactly. It's just that scene, just every time I watch it, doesn't matter how many times I've seen this film, that scene gets me, and the music and everything. Just, it was heart-wrenching.
Of course I'm going to ask about the music. Because the music, it leads the way for both of these characters, for several of these characters, I guess you'd say. The Cyndi Lauper tape. I don't know. I'll ask you to explain, like, what is the gateway, the music gateway for both of these people?
I mean, it was funny you say the cassette, the Cyndi Lauper tape, because when I was born and raised in Iran too, until I was about 11, and I would travel back and forth. And back then, even I told Mariam when I first read the script, I'm like, that's so funny because I did it too. I had a Michael Jackson poster that I would kind of put under my underarm, and we would just go through the airport, and that's what you had to do. So it's just funny that actually is in the movie. The music is such a big part of the whole film, and also this duality of these two different cultures, you know, because it's true. You have, you know, your own Iranian culture and the songs and music that you listen to, and then you have the American Western music. And for even me, because again, I was, you know, born and raised there, but really most of my life I've been here. So I could really connect to that. And I love the choices that Maria made and Rostam. There's a song, for example, I don't know why this scene always gets me so emotional, and I'm sure it has to do something with the music too, but when the brothers are running in slow motion towards the hospital, and it's this beautiful song called Ruthless Companion by Massa Vatat. And it just, I love that it's this Iranian song, Iranian singer over this very American, you know, so she did such a good job doing this. And also, even it was her idea to do a Persianized version of Girls Just Want to Have Fun. which I auditioned myself to, you know, sing. So even that was, it was like the quintessential, that was just like the essence of the film, is just these two cultures and characters. Because, you know, Leila Mohammadi's character kind of portrays the new world and she's the old. So I think they did a beautiful job to portray these nuances through music as well.
Yeah, when I kept hearing these 2000s era indie rock songs, and I was like, why? And then I saw Rostam's name. I've had Rostam on the show plenty of times, and I love him. And it all made sense suddenly. But it's so like when Hamels and Lighthouses in a Blackout is playing, and it's such perfect choices that I just didn't expect.
He was phenomenal. Yeah, it was such an honor to work with him. And I was very excited about that project that we did together because I've been such a fan of his. So yeah, I think he did a phenomenal job.
So Michael Jackson poster, that's one. What was your gateway music, if you can think back?
Michael Jackson when I was younger, I mean, definitely. And in Iran, Madonna was very popular. So a lot of her music for me. Also, when I came here, though, I was how old was I? I was 11. And for me, it was NSYNC. It was the boy bands when I first came here. But I don't know. I also listened to, I have such a weird, strange array, eclectic choice of music, because I also play daf, which is this Iranian frame drum, and I sing folklore Iranian music. But I'm also very Americanized. So it's just in my head, and musicality is just very, very strange. But I love bringing these two worlds together in the little music things that I do on the side. I love Persianizing and bringing these two little worlds together. So yeah, I'm all over the place to answer your question.
I mean, that's how music gets made, right? That, I mean, most great music is made when one culture finally meets another culture and you, oh.
Right.
More things you can do with these 12 notes.
Exactly. And I love that. I just recently, actually, this is off topic, but I am a huge fan of Damien Rice. Mm-hmm. And one of his songs that's not a well-known song, it's called Under the Tongue. And I love that song so much. And I had this idea a few years ago to Persianize it. So with Kemanche and Daf, and I brought friends in, and I had this idea just a few months ago that I want Damien Rice to hear this because he's on tour. And I'm like, what if I can perform with him? I mean, I'm very ambitious, you know, sort of, but I somehow found his manager and I had him hear the song and he really enjoyed it. And now we're friends and I've already seen him at two shows, and it's just, you know, he's like, I would have never, it's just interesting because just the idea that Damien Rice is listening to this very Persianized version of his own song and liked it was just huge, huge honor.
Is it out there? Have you recorded this? Is it out in the world?
I've recorded it. I haven't posted it. I just sent it to him. I keep wanting to make a video for it and I don't have the right, you know, tools, but yeah, it's there. I'm going to release it on Spotify probably soon. That was a huge, exciting thing moment for me.
I look forward to hearing that. I really do. I love Damien's music too. So that's
amazing.
That's
cool. I will send it to you.
Please do. Have him send it over. Yeah, please send it over. And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Nusha Noor. You mentioned, while we're on the topic of music too, with the dance scenes, did I read that you choreographed those as well?
Yes, I choreographed the wedding sequence. It was just this idea that we were all in my balcony, which for most of the rehearsals we're doing that. And I think we were shooting the wedding sequence the next day. And I just had the idea. I told Mariam, I said, hey, you know, what if a call back to the beginning of the film, you know, when we shot the Girls Just Want to Have Fun sequence. I'm like, what if this family just does line dancing dances and we can do this at the wedding? And she said, sure, if you want to just choreograph it, you have a few hours. So everybody was already there, all the boys. So I said, everybody get in line. And I just chose this song that is a very popular 80s song in Iran. And I used to dance to it when I was a little girl in Iran. So it was just interesting, full circle. And I just choreographed it and they learned it. And then we shot it the next day and it made it to the film. And it was so much fun.
It was fun to listen to or watch, I mean, all of those moments in there. And I keep replaying, I keep finding new scenes in my head. It's like, oh, right. Because there's so many moments in here. And one of the takeaways that I loved, because you were saying how people would come up to you and say, oh, that's my mother. And that's my, and I didn't have a very content. I have a great relationship with my mom. But there's, even with the great relationship, it's funny how much we rebel against their life, their music, their, you know, their culture, their way of thinking. That's all in there. And the way you all tell that between these, you know, two people. Like from like there's a lot of takeaways, but I will say for me, that was one of the things I loved seeing, because no matter how much we rebel, we always still come back around.
Absolutely. And I think that's why I love the end so much, because as that moment is so important and special. And I'm glad that even actually it starts before the end scene. It starts at the wedding where she asks the question about Vahid, and it starts her mind starts running about what she knows, what she doesn't know. And I think she starts to reflect, you know, from there. And then she doesn't find her. Then you see the worry in her eyes, which I'm so happy for these moments that Mariam captured, because it's important, because, you know, up until that point, she's been so steely and tough and, you know, militant, to see her worry and looking for her daughter, because of course she loves her daughter. And then, you know, the end happens, which we won't give away. And I think it was just such a beautiful moment to pause there and end the movie there, because everything kind of comes together and they're confronted and they understand each other now, and how in fact they've been living such they've had so much more in common than they both realized. And I think part of her Shireen's journey was disassociating and disconnecting for what happened and wanting everything to be good, not wanting to be talked about. And Layla, you know, her daughter, I mean, she represents, again, you know, these things that she's not used to and is not accustomed to, these, you know, breaks away from tradition, and she doesn't want that. She wants everything to be normal and she wants to move forward and survive. So it's beautiful at the end. They understand each other and they realize how much they have more in common with each other.
Well, really, it's a movie in a time where there's so many things to watch that you never get to rewatch anything a second time. I cannot wait to see this multiple times.
That's beautiful. Thank you.
And I hope you guys win so many awards, so many more awards. I think there's already probably, I mean, I don't know. If you haven't, then I hope you do. And if you have, then I hope there's so many more awards that come along with this.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate it. And thank you so much for your time.
And my thanks to Nusha. The Persian version you can find on streaming services now. Thanks to you for checking out the episode again. Please do hit that subscribe button while you're hanging around. I'll give you 3 brand new interviews every single week if you do. A new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to keep you up to date on those favorite artists and discover the new ones. Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, anywhere you get your podcasts from. Subscribe to Kyle Meredith With, and please leave a review if you can. That helps so much in building this whole podcast up. It goes a long way, I promise you. After you do all that, head over to WFPK.org. I'm there every weekday from 6 p.m. Eastern, and I'll play 4 hours of favorites from the 70s, 80s, lots of 90s tracks. You get the best in new music. There are bonus interviews, music news. That's 6 p.m. every weekday at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on any of the social media sites. The address is always the same, at Kyle Meredith. So do hope you like and follow along. That does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith, and I'll see you next time.
Spring is in the air at Littleton Coin Company, and we want to help you brighten your collection. Visit us at littletoncoin.com all month long to enjoy 15% off your purchase. With a wide selection of coins, paper money, supplies, and more, Littleton Coin Company has something for every collector's taste. Use promo code SPRING at littletoncoin.com for 15% off your purchase all month long. Restrictions apply. Littleton Coin Company, serving collectors since 1945.
Saving money on exterior wall lights now at Menards. Find your style with Patriot Lighting. Exterior lights enhance the look of your home. Choose from over 50 options from Patriot Lighting. Now through May 19th, get $10 instant savings on a single qualifying purchase of $100 or more on in-stock outdoor wall lights. Check out our entire selection of outdoor lights and see the rest of our deals happening now on Menards.com.
Save big money at
Consequence Podcast Network.
Love it. Love it.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.